Hi, everyone. I'm here to tell you about Colorado State University's graduate program in horticulture. I'm Jessica Davis, the department head, and I have some flyers to hand out. I'll do that first. So let me tell you some of the great things about Colorado State University. First of all, we're in Fort Collins, Colorado, which is a great place to live. It is a strong biking community with lots of great restaurants, microbreweries, a lot of music festivals. So there's lots of things to do in Fort Collins. And of course, we're not far from the mountains. So if you like any kind of mountain activities, from hiking and camping to skiing and snowboarding and rock climbing, all kinds of things, they're all available close by. In addition, the Poudre River flows through Fort Collins, and this is also a great place for hiking, but you can also fly fish there, go rafting and kayaking, and we also have a lake, Horsetooth Lake, that's right in Fort Collins that provides the water for Fort Collins, where there's a lot of other water sport activities like paddleboarding and boating and fishing. So there really is a lot to do in the Fort Collins area. But of course, you don't go to grad school just to hang out and have the weekends. So I'd like to tell you a little about the facilities we have at CSU in the horticulture department. We have a state-of-the-art horticulture center that you can see here. This is only about 4 years old, and so we're really proud of this operation, and it gives us, it empowers us to do all kinds of research in controlled environment ag, both on ornamentals and in vegetable crops. And we also have active research program in hemp and hops production in the greenhouse. We also have trial gardens, both annual and perennial trial gardens. These gardens are actually, if you go to TripAdvisor, things to do in Fort Collins, this always comes up in the top three things to do in Fort Collins is to go to our trial gardens, particularly during the summer. And these are active research programs, not just showcases for people to visit. And so this is an important part of our environmental horticulture research program. We also have a horticulture research farm about 15 minutes from campus. And there we have turf plots. A lot of our specialty crop and veg crop work is done there. We have some hemp work there as well. And this interesting new collaboration with engineers on growing vegetables below solar panels, and how can you combine these things in one field. So we also have, at this farm, we have 10 acres of organic certified land, so we can do both organic and conventional trials at our horticulture farm. In addition, we have an arboretum on campus. It's actually just right next to our new stadium, and it has over 1,200 taxa available there. So this is also a place for research, not just on the trees themselves, but also potential for work on the effect of this space on human health aspects, for example, and spending time there and how that can improve people's mental health and emotional well-being. We also have some really great laboratories with a focus in the areas of nutrition and beyond nutrition, the bioactive compounds, including flavor and smell, so that we can really delve into the nitty-gritty details around the fruit and vegetable crops and the quality of those crops. In addition, there are three research centers in Colorado that work on horticultural crops, and those individuals are part of our department. So on the west, at Orchard Mesa, we have a focus on wine grapes and on tree fruits. And then down in the south central area in the San Luis Valley, that research center focuses on potato production. And out in the southeast, in the Arkansas Valley, this is an area where onions, peppers, and melons are grown. And so we have a focus area in that area. And we have graduate students engaged at all of these research centers, whether that's working on potato breeding and genetics, or grape production, lots of different topics. So there's lots of opportunities to work with the faculty at the research centers as well. And all of our research centers have some facilities on site for students to sleep at the research center, so they don't have to pay for two rents, for example, or pay for hotels to work there. We also have a great group of graduate faculty advisors. I don't have the time to talk about each individual, but I thought I'd just mention a few topic areas, from pomology to vegetable crops to turf and ornamentals, potato genetics, post-harvest, all of these areas, and phytochemistry as well. These are really important areas. We also recently hired Josh Craver as a brand new controlled environment ag specialist, so we're beefing up our work in that area as well. In addition, CSU has a full undergraduate degree program that's available online in horticulture business management. So now we're working on developing some online graduate certificates. So there are actually two that are underway. For graduate certificates are typically 9 to 12 credits or 3 to 4 courses. And they are standalone programs. You don't have to do a full degree. But if you decide to do a degree after doing a certificate, those credits can transfer in and count towards the degree program. So there are two that are under development. One is in urban agriculture, and that involves three courses: urban agriculture, green roof culture, and horticulture and human health and well-being. So those courses are all currently being offered, and we're just formalizing the process of making it a certificate. We also have a graduate certificate in horticulture and human health, which involves four different courses. And this is more than just the nutritional aspects of fruit and vegetable crops, but also involves other ways of that horticulture affects human health. For example, our turf program is not just all about the grass, but also about the human health aspects related to exercise. In addition, on the ornamental side, the benefits to mental and emotional health are part of this certificate. And then finally, our department also includes landscape architecture, so we also consider how does landscape design influence communities? How can we design places that bring communities together, like playgrounds and parks, and how can that extend horticulture's impact, not just from an individual's health, but to whole community well-being? So that's the focus of this graduate certificate program. Then we have a couple of positions open right now I'd just like to let you know about, and I have copies of the full descriptions here if you want, if you're interested. The first one is a graduate research assistantship in vegetable crops. The focus is on root rots in onions, and funding was just received. This is part of a multi-state project with Washington State and a few other states as well. And we have 4 years of funding for a graduate student here, so it can be either master's or PhD. Mark Uchansky will be the advisor, and he's here at the conference, so I show you his picture, so you can flag him down, or you can get this summary of the job description here from me. In addition, we have a faculty position that we're getting ready to advertise, hopefully next week, and that will be an assistant professor in produce safety. This is a three-way split with both with research, teaching, and outreach and service activities. And so this is really, we're looking for somebody with a focus on the microbiological aspects of produce safety. And Jessica Prenny is our the lead of the search committee. She's not here today, but I do have the job description here if you're interested. So in conclusion, Fort Collins is a great place to live. We have some really wonderful facilities in our department and creative faculty who enjoy working across disciplines with a focus on solving real world problems.